Basically, side-scrolling game where you play a rabbit, using the analog sticks, moving them frantically, your rabbit grows in terms of size. By gently tapping them up and down, in a soothing motion, the rabbit shrinks because it's becoming calm again. The objective of the game is to basically guide this rabbit through the level as quickly as possible to escape the lab that you're in. The more distance you get, the more points you get. You do this by gaining size and dropping in size to obviously defeat certain types of puzzles.
Okay.
Cool, sounds good. Have you got anything we can see? Playable-ish?
We have a little bit.
Cool.
Okay, well, whatever you got, you show us, yeah? Is that alright?
Yeah. We're currently undergoing the law of everything going wrong.
Oh.
There's a lot of that going around.
We have the small rabbit moving along, hopping along.
Okay.
It's also recording the distance you've travelled in the level so far.
Looks so disturbed, all of it.
What there will be eventually when the game is finished, there will be a switch on the roof up here that we have to get to.
Okay, so let's just take us through as if that switch was there.
Yeah. So what we would do is enlarge in size.
Oh.
Yeah,
and then we change it to the bulk. And hopefully get somewhere near the switch to then walk into it and
flick the switch, yeah, okay. Like Explosion Man does.
Yeah.
So how do you soothe him down? Is it just to pull him down your setup?
And then you just slowly kind of stroke him.
Massage him down.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Calm.
And he changes back into a little bunny and he's able to get through the door which would have then opened.
Okay.
There are several other obstacles later on, like we would have a platform which you have to use your mass and your size to hold down in order to get across, where there are spikes on the ceiling.
Okay.
If you get too light. We also have enemies which would either fire tranquilizer darts at you to calm you down and make you smaller. If that's
what
you're in that area.
Right, okay.
Or try and make you angry by
adrenaline, maybe.
Yeah. Well, we were thinking machine guns or suicide bombers, but yeah, adrenaline.
Well, that would work.
So what's the plan for the next hour or so?
To try and get the collisions working, and there's one or two animations that I really want to put in because they're fun.
Right. Okay. Cool.
The detonating the rabbit's head animation.
Oh yeah.
Is that in there?
Yeah.
Need to fix it.
You just made the game rated M for mature, I think. Okay, so he's getting excited. Is there a rumble going on there as well? Yeah.
Yeah,
oh yeah.
Heartbeat rumble.
Yeah.
Speeds up as.
It's actually haptic feedback. Yeah.
And then if he gets too big.
Oh my god!
Oh my god!
Make sure you show that when you show that.
So awesome.
Okay. So what have you learned?
We'll go around. And
everyone wants to play a game with a giant pink rabbit in it.
Okay.
What do you think you've learned from this?
To have more programs.
Yes.
Definitely.
Yeah.
Liam, what have you learned?
I kind of learned how to 2D animate, to be honest.
Oh, cool. Okay.
I learned 2D animate. I learned that actually, by talking to programmers, you can actually get quite a lot done. Programmers and designers actually get up a conversation. You can actually work out a lot of problems before they even reach.
Key rule: talk to your programmer.
Yeah, it is. We worked out so many problems just by just actually having a conversation, saying, "Look, can I make this easier for you by doing this?" And Matt would ask me, "Can I make this easier for you by doing this?" And by that, we've actually got a lot more in the game than we probably could have ever had in the game if we had done.
That's very impressive.
Cool.
Well, how about you? What have you learned?
I've learned more about being able to blend an art style with another art style to complement each other. Really, like the same way, like Liam's. Like art's more detailed than mine. Well, I dulled mine down a bit so it looked more detailed, so it puts more emphasis on the main character.
Okay, that's cool.
And you?
Pretty much the same art styles again. Mine's more, I'm more into vectors rather than the cartoony style that Liam has, like cartoony drawing. So merging my art style into his was a bit of a challenge for me, so doing that was probably the thing. Like, also, how to work well as a team, a really good team.
Okay,
cool.
Yeah.
Excellent. It's great, guys. Awesome.
Get working on getting that switching.
See you in an hour.
Nice.